When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Smith's. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, but she's just back from Vegas, baby.
Yes, and we had so much fun at the Las Vegas Furniture Market. It was absolutely beautiful. The trends for 2025 are definitely things that will go with Utah and everything that we do here. Jeff, while we were there, of course, we purchased pillows. I know they are your all-time favorite. You love pillows.
Oh, thank goodness. Did they have Super Bowl pillows?
They did not. I did look for you. I'm very, very sorry. No Philadelphia Eagle pillows this time, Jeff. Mm. But lots of sofas, lots of sectionals. Bedding was a hot topic at Furniture Market, all the cozy stuff. And Jeff, you're not going to believe this, but we purchased all of our Christmas there at Furniture Market. I know it's January, but you have to get those orders in quickly and early so that they can order all the things internationally and then get them on the slow boat to arrive in time.
So the furniture is built for you.
It is.
Specifically.
Yeah, we customize our own designs at Osmond Designs, and we only order one or two of each of the items so that when you shop at our stores, you're getting unique things. We're not like a lot of the big box stores that buy 500 of the same sofa. So we're really excited about that. Bring your trucks and trailers. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem, and it's all in stock merchandise. So it's exciting to be at Osmond Designs. And of course, buy your furniture, buy your accessories. But before you need furniture for your home, you actually need to purchase a home, which is why we have Ultimate Home Lending on the show with us today. We have Josh McCreevy and Jacinda Montano on the show.
Hey, it's so good to be back. And I just really want to have a little shout out to Osmond Designs, because I purchased a mirror from your store, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And it is still, like, I've taken it with me as I've moved. And I cannot tell you the number of compliments I get every time they come in and see this ginormous, gorgeous mirror on my stairwell. And I'm like, they're always like, where did you get that? I'm like, it's Osmond Designs. And I'm like, you would not believe how affordable it is there with the value you get. It's amazing.
You are a sweetheart. Thank you so much for that today. We also, real quick, have a sale going on. So, Jacinda, thank you for that intro. Come check it out. Okay, Josh and Jacinda, we want to introduce yourself. How did you get into the market?
Well, I've been doing it for 20 years, and I got in as a processor. That's kind of lame-o terms for people who do the work behind the scenes. But I fell in love with it. I love being able to interact with people, help them come up with a plan to be able to actually acquire their dreams. My most rewarding loans that I've done has been people who honestly have come to me and they've been told no so many times, and they're just heartbroken because, you know, let's face it, owning real estate is one of the pillars in having residual income. And if you don't have residual income, it's really hard to retire. And so being able to make that dream come true, and I've had people just literally crying at the closing table, feeling like that's never thought that could happen for them. And so that has kept me going all this time, and I'm extremely focused on doing what's best for my clients and giving them low rates, low closing costs, so that I can make that dream happen for them.
How about you, Josh?
Yeah, I've been in lending for 15 years, but not specifically residential mortgage. In a previous life, I was doing commercial stuff. So commercial lending here with a private equity firm in Utah. And we did various types of brands and things like that. And then I just decided I wanted to get into the residential side so I can help more people live where they love. And I'm originally from Utah. Love it here. Love the lifestyle. And that's my mission, is to help as many people as possible to live where they love.
And on this KSL Real Estate Show, we have lenders occasionally. You guys are definitely our favorites that we've had back again, your repeat. We also have contractors. We have plumbers. We have electricians. We have the Home Builders Association presidents and directors. But everyone always needs money when we talk real estate. And that's why I think this is so important to educate all of our friends here at KSL and how to do that. And like you had just mentioned, you're in your intro, most people can't figure out how to get their first loan. They don't know what to do. So if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent and you're trying to help your young kids do that, this will be a great show for you. And if you are, you know, looking at being an investor in the real estate market, Utah is such a great place to do that.
Actually, if you own a home, if you want to buy a home, if you're looking at refinancing, cash out, trying to leverage the equity you have, there's something for everyone in what we're about to go over. It's going to be amazing.
For sure. Okay, what's going on nationally? And then we'll bring it home to Utah.
Well, nationally, you're seeing basically a seller's market is what they're calling it in a way, because you're seeing huge demand, that there's this pent-up demand for people who are trying to get into a home. And this is the weirdest market I've ever seen, actually, because I was just talking to Josh this morning about it, because I'm like, you know what? I really couldn't call it a seller's market or a buyer's market, because, you know, you have all these people who are wanting to buy homes. And we'll go over this in just a second about the average age of homeownerships who have not even bought a home yet. But it is, you have this pent up demand of people who need to get into a home. You have sellers that are not willing to pry the low interest rate from their cold, dead hands. And so therefore our inventory has dropped. And so it kind of points to a seller's market. There is a little bit of a challenge in the fact that we have both buyers and you have sellers, but you have this gap in between that I haven't seen a gap this wide before, where you cannot seem to buy a home even though you want to, because it feels really out of reach on that payment. And so we are going to talk about some house hacking in a minute to help you fill that gap.
So Jacinda, do you feel like prices are going to rise?
You know what? It's not so much what I think. I like to look at what the experts are saying and the economists, and what we even seen in the past. You had people who were like, oh my gosh, there's no way, you know, these home prices could go any higher. And what we actually saw was an increase in market price last year.
One thing that I think is very interesting with this question, Heather, is in Utah in 2024 over 2023, we actually saw a 3.1% increase of appreciation, meaning the value of homes. The other interesting thing that, you know, just going on in Utah is there was a 5% increase in the number of homes sold in 2024 over 2023. So what this helps with is understanding that we're still selling more homes in Utah than ever before. And a lot of that is because of new construction. But then secondly, values are still going up. People are still gaining equity in their house. And so it's still a good investment, even in this market.
Don't you feel like there's still a lot of out-of-state people that are still relocating to Utah, and maybe specifically because of the fires that recently happened in California?
Yeah, we've seen a big influx, obviously, in people coming to our state. I like to think, because I think our state is freaking amazing. I absolutely love living here. I've lived here my whole life. My husband's from Florida, and I think Florida is awesome. I just cannot leave Utah. And he moved here. He still to this day gets excited when he sees snow for Christmas. So it is a great place to live, but we have definitely seen this influx, and we've seen it on the pressure on our infrastructure. You know, it used to take me 15 minutes to get about anywhere. Now it's that has ticked up quite a bit. But I love to welcome all the people that are coming. I think it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to buy a home. The home prices here are definitely still appreciating. We're still seeing values that are there, and it's still valuable to get into the real estate business as soon as you can.
Absolutely. Okay, we're talking about all things money here on the KSL Real Estate Show. We have the Ultimate Home Lending Group on the show with us, Josh McReevy and Jacinda Montano. thank you so much for joining us with such great info. Coming up next, we're going to talk about mortgage rates and where they are going in 2025. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, and she is just back from Vegas.
I sure am. And I will tell you, Jeff, it was a lot warmer there than it was here. We left during a snowstorm and came home, and it's still cold, but definitely sunny, and it was a great break. I loved spending 3.5 days walking 8 to 9 hours per day. You know, shop till you drop is a real thing. And we were there first thing in the morning and probably one of the very last to leave every single day. You know, as part of that, Jeff, we even purchased some Christmas stuff. I know that's crazy, but we're already planning for the end of the
year. You have to work that far ahead.
We really do.
So I'm guessing you didn't have any time to see any shows while you were there.
I did not. Sorry, Donnie and Marie. I've seen their show about 7 times, but we missed it this time. The Donnie show's always great. You know, just a little shout out.
Do you get free tickets? Just asking.
They are so generous. Anytime we are there, we reach out when we can make it, and they graciously always accommodate. We get to sit in the little family booth and it's a blast. So
That's awesome. We
love them. Great job. Okay. So, you know, before you furnish your home, you need to buy a home. And if you're just joining us, we have Ultimate Home Lending on the show. I love talking about money and how to get money. And you guys are the Utah experts regarding that. We have Josh McReevy and Jacinda Montano. Thank you for being here. Jacinda, you're back again.
Oh, I love this place.
Yes.
And do such a great show.
You're so nice. And Josh, you're new.
Yep. First timer.
Yes. And I met you, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago in your furniture store.
It's a small world. It's so much fun. Okay. If you're just joining us, we were talking a lot about what's going on in the Utah housing market. You can re-listen to that on the KSL Radio podcast app. So check that out. We're talking about inventory and demand, home prices, the growth of Utah. But for this segment, we're going to talk about maybe some of the specifics on how to get money. Josh.
Right. Well, we talked about a gap too, and I think it's really good to talk about how to fill that gap. So Josh, why don't you talk about some house hacking?
Yeah, I just think this is so interesting. I wish, you know, 17 years ago, someone would have had this exact same conversation with me and helped me understand how I can get into real estate. And it was easier than it is now. Really interesting stat for you. National average for a first-time home buyer today is 38 years old, which is the highest it's ever been in U.S.
That's
history.
That's so terrible.
That is
so
disappointing.
Terrible.
Do you have any idea what it was, say, 20 years ago?
I don't, but low 30s was for sure at least, you know, where it was.
So things have changed drastically in one generation.
Yeah.
If I had to do things over again, I would have purchased a home in the first grade. That's what I would have done. I would have purchased multiple homes as quick as I had $5.
I remember being in college and going out to the mailbox, and there was some kind of junk mail that came in, and I thought the thought of actually buying a home at that moment seemed so far for me, like not even attainable or reachable or even in my realm. And yet I am going to be pushing my kids to get into a home as soon as possible.
And rent out the rooms,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
For your mortgage. Rent out the basement, whatever that may be.
And this just actually changed very recently, the ability to rent stuff out, because we used to, you know, people would get into a home, but they couldn't use that money to qualify. They changed that last year, or just two years ago, like it was February of 2023. And they changed that where we can actually use the money that you're getting from that rental to add it to your income. And what that means for you is that you can actually qualify for a higher house payment.
What I love to joke around about is I do get a lot of parents, you know, of newly 20-ish year olds on, I don't know if they're ever even going to be able to move out, right, of my own basement. So how do I help them get into their first home? Because it's so hard in today's environment. And so what we talk about is how to house hack. Basically, what that means is where you're buying a home, but you are using the basement rental. So it has to be a legal ADU, accessory dwelling unit. So it has to have its own entrance, its own bathroom, and its own kitchen. That's a legal ADU. And by being able to do that, we can actually utilize the income from that income producing section of the house so that people can actually have a lower debt to income ratio and qualify. Because I don't know about you two, but the thought of co-signing with a 21-year-old kid of mine and having my name and my
chills.
Irresponsible yes. to do that. Yes.
Yes. So scary. And so this is a way for parents to be able to help their kids understand how to buy a house, how to get some passive income right from day one, lower their mortgage payment, and start earning equity in a home, which is the true wealth builder in this country.
You know, I'll tell you what gives me chills. You mentioned a 20-year-old that you're trying to advise about buying the house. If that's an average 20-year-old, according to the stat you just provided, they're 18 years away from buying a house.
Well, and that's honestly part of our mission at Ultimate Home Lending is making sure that we can help people no matter where they're at, whether it's their third home, you know, buying up in Park City, or whether it's their first time home where they're, you know, going to be moving in with their brand new bride or bringing their first kid home. We can help them provide a place for that and know the programs specifically so that we can navigate that 21-year-old so that they're not 38 years old before they start building wealth. So
if you are actually a seller, this is actually a great way for you to make your house more marketable. So like it is so easy to make this an ADU where, and that's accessory dwelling unit that you can use that rental income. But basically even just a kitchen, that sounds really overwhelming to most people, but it is so easy to make this a kitchen for an ADU in qualifying. An air fryer works. Heating, yeah, I'm like a little convection oven that works for your oven.
Cooktop,
easy
yes,
bake.
A little cooktop.
Wow.
Yes,
easy bake,
I'm
anybody?
Telling you that is how that qualifies. And so you may not have like a full kitchen, like maybe you have a little kitchenette. That's okay. Throw an air fryer. There, you're good to go.
And Utah is known for large homes, so oftentimes we do have extra space that we can rent out, whether that be a garage, as storage. I mean, there
we have basements, which a lot of people don't have basements.
Right? There are lots of opportunities.
And that can be as simple as putting in a door at the end of your stairs to block that off.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, there is a way to help your kids without having them be entitled and be mooching off you as well. And I think this is a great opportunity for maybe you to do some research and talk to Ultimate Home Lending. We have Josh McGreevy and Jacinda Montano on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more tips and tricks, including the biggest mistakes home buyers make and how to avoid them. We'll be right back.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, and she's just back from Vegas.
I sure am. We definitely did some serious damage in Vegas. We shopped and shopped and shopped for 3.5 days straight looking for brand new products, the latest and greatest things that we can bring in to Osmond Designs. And they actually just started shipping. I received a notification just this morning that one of our shipments is already on the way. So hopefully in the next day or two, that will arrive. We'll unbox things, get it tagged, and you're going to be you know, cutting edge on the latest and greatest of everything for 2025.
You know, with as good of an eye you have for design and beauty, I would love to be a fly on the wall just to watch you go through everything and see what's going on in your mind. Like, oh my goodness, that would be, I think you should actually film that. I think people, I would watch that.
You would watch
that? I would watch that.
Jacinda, you are a sweetheart.
Jacinda, you mentioned that right after she gets back?
You're doing next year. I was going to say, that would be freaking amazing.
You're invited next time. Let's go together. We'd have a party for sure. I know you are a loyal customer of Osmond Designs, and I sure appreciate that. Thank you so much. Today we have Ultimate Home Lending, Jacinda is who you just heard making those comments, Jacinda Montano and Josh McCreevy, both from Ultimate Home Lending. We get to talk about all things money today and how to get a loan. There are some creative ways to do that, but there's also some mistakes that happen as home buyers are navigating this. You need experts to help you. Josh, what are some of the mistakes that people are making today?
Don't go buy a car before closing on credit.
You need a new car and a new home at the same time. Of course.
Yeah. I did see a joke on that one where the meme goes like, hey, I'm sorry, I used my neighbor instead of you to buy my house. And he's like, oh, no problem. It's a kid. He's like, we're closing this week. And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't go back and do it. He's like, no problem. You know, I really think you should celebrate by buying a new car.
Just tank the whole thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge one, right? And then the other thing is I just recently had a borrower that was getting gifted funds from mom and dad for their down payment. And instead of listening, our advice is to send that gifted fund directly to the title company to sit in escrow so we can source where it comes from. But of course, listen to that.
Oh, no.
And so it went from mom and dad directly into his personal bank account. And tried to kind of pass that off. But of course, we had to source it. It delayed the whole funding by 4 or 5 days. And so just really listening to those instructions, you know, just like you're amazing at furniture. You're amazing at design. I would never be like, you know what, this looks good here when you say not to, right? So just listen to your mortgage professional and make sure that you understand the actual process of all of these things so that, you know, we don't get in trouble or delay your funding.
So not getting pre-approved is another one. Let's tell people how that happens and the mistakes that are involved with that.
Well, the first mistake you make is by calling the wrong person to help you. So I think you should call us because we've been doing this forever and I know exactly how to do
it. And we all have Ferrari taste on maybe Honda Accord budgets. So if you don't know how much you can spend, you're wasting your own time. You're wasting your real estate agent's time. And your mortgage.
And that's a challenge when people start looking for homes and they fall in love with something before they've ever spoken to a loan officer yet. And they fall in love with something and then they want to go buy it. And then they're calling, now they're trying to get the financing. And they're like, I'm sorry, but that's not even within your realm.
So as a loan officer, you're the one who slaps a cold fish into their face and says, here's what you can afford. But exactly. Do it beforehand.
Yeah, because then you can start looking at things that you can afford, and then you can fall in love with the right price range. Because it's really hard to be like, go way up here, and then be like, no, but you get the cold fish.
Dang it. Okay, ignoring debt and credit issues.
Yes, I think this actually prevents most people from even calling a loan officer. And there's times where I work with people for 2 years before they're ready to buy a home because they just need some financial advice, some navigating, and it takes time to kind of work through those things. So I don't care what situation you're in, pick up the phone and start working with a loan officer to get them on the path. Like we are great at developing plans to get you on the path to actually owning a home. And instead, they are so afraid to look at that. They're like, they're so embarrassed by their finances. Trust me, I've seen it all. And I promise we're going to treat you with respect and you're going to love being able to have the opportunity to buy this home.
So rates are now at about 7%. There are a lot of people who are choking when they think about a 30-year fixed and getting into a house. And my goodness, look at what these payments are going to be. If you were getting a house right now, had to finance it, would you do a 30-year fixed at 7?
I would. I would.
That was easy.
I would. And the reason why is because the appreciation continues to increase. Now, it is actually better to overpay the bank than it is to overpay the seller. You're always going to pencil out better. So what that means is that when you go to buy a house now and you pay a higher interest rate, And if you look at, okay, now I'm going to spend 20, 40, 50, 70, 100,000 more for this house, you're actually going to be paying way more money than that higher interest rate. And that higher interest rate's only temporary. Because at any time those rates come down, now you can refinance, but you already have the property.
Now, you wouldn't do adjustable.
It depends on the adjustables. It kind of, it's an interesting ride with adjustables. So it depends on if they're pricing better. Oftentimes, they kind of have an inverse relationship with the 30-year fixed loans. But gosh, you know, lately they have just not been pricing out great. So it, but there are times I have had some people that know they're only going to be in the home for 3 years and that adjustable rate might be a 1% lower interest rate. They're fine. They already know they're going to be selling the home. They'd rather take the lower payment.
Okay, so which begs the question, if you're going to go into a house and you're going to take the mortgage, how long do you have to stay without taking a bath?
No, you mean as far as breaking even goes? No,
as far as breaking even, not like choking on the house before you leave in X number of years. What number is X?
It really depends on the appreciation that happens. I mean, if you bought a house in 2020 and or even 2019, you already made back your money within a year. You were way ahead of the game. So it depends on the speed of appreciation. It depends on what's going on in the economy. There's really not a number I can tell you. But I can tell you, especially if you're looking at these on a full-time, like a long-term basis, you're going to always come out ahead if you look at it as a long-term play.
And one other thing just to add to that is, nationally, a person keeps the same mortgage for about 4.2 years. And so what I mean by that is, whether they're refinancing, they're selling, something like that, they're going to be changing there. And so one other great tip I would just add, rather than like a permanent rate buy down or an ARM, are 2-1 buy downs. And we're getting a lot of sellers who are giving seller concessions to the buyers to be able to help with closing costs. This closing cost can really help with your first year. It's a 2% interest rate lower. So in your example of 7%,
right.
Year one, it'd be 5%. Year two, it's 6%. And then by the third year, it goes to that 7% range.
I'm down. You don't have to pay for any of this. It's just a concession.
It's from the seller.
From the seller. Okay. How about bridge loans? That is when you haven't sold your home yet, but you're buying a new home.
Yeah. Actually, I have a couple in my neighborhood that, you know, they're in their late, maybe 70s. Oh, I hope they don't kill me if I got that wrong. But anyway, they are wanting to buy this new home. They don't have the income to qualify for this, for both, you know, this brand new home with this high, you know, payment, because they're on a very fixed budget. We can do this on the bridge. They own their home outright. We can actually leverage that money there, and we don't have to, well, they have a small mortgage on there. We don't have to count that against them on the bridge loan. We can pull that money out without selling it and put a huge chunk down on that purchase, and now they can qualify. So they couldn't do it any other way.
Well, you mentioned somebody who's of advanced years. Now, I'm 66 years old. If I decide I want to leave my house and I'm going to buy something sweet, I'm going to take out a mortgage, I'm 66 years old. A 30-year mortgage would put me at 96 for the final payment. Why are they going to lend me money?
Well, first of all, you look a lot younger than 66.
You look 36,
okay.
Jeff.
Let's put that off the top there. But yes, we will give you a 30-year loan. And the reason why, like even a 91-year-old comes in and applies for a 30-year mortgage, I will give them a 30-year loan. And the reason why
You said 91-year-old comes in for a loan. That's what you just said, right?
Yes.
And yes, the answer is thumbs up.
We will give them a 30-year loan if they want that. Basically, the Fair Credit Reporting Act requires that we do not discriminate based on age. So that is one thing that we're going to give them one. However, a reverse is probably more appropriate for them. And a reverse mortgage, I used to stay away from them. They've gotten so great now, and they can be, for the right person's objectives, can be a really great solution for people who are in a really bad situation.
Okay, something else I wanted to ask about is cash out refinancing. Back in the day, my husband and I, we owned 33 rental properties, and we did this. Basically, we would buy a home, we would improve the home enough that the appraisal would increase, and then we were able to pull money out, which would again give us the down payment for our next home. You can do that.
Yeah. So in your specific example, that's great for investors to be able to get in, earn some equity. A lot of our not big time investors, but people who are wanting to invest in real estate. You can go buy a house, live in it for 12 months, put someone else in it, and go get another primary residence every 12 months. So yes, cash out refis are a good opportunity for you to continue to build wealth, pull that out, go put it into your next property. But the other major thing is the national debt average is higher than it's also ever been. And so a lot of people are doing debt consolidation loans using the equity of their home to then pay off credit cards, to pay off auto loans, things with higher interest rates, and then build that in. And oftentimes that's saving them $500 to $2,000 a month by using that equity in their home. And then again, we're going to do a rate and term refi as rates continue to come down.
How do you prepare? What can buyers and refinancers do to navigate these rate changes?
Yeah, one of the biggest things right now is Jacinda and I really want to ensure that our customers, who are also our friends, are seeking the right advice. We're going to be here for the rest of our careers. We don't really care if you're doing it now, next year, 5 years from now. We want to be your consultant to make sure you understand that. And so we have an amazing team of loan officers at Ultimate Home Lending who are extremely skilled in this craft. And so we want to ensure that as rates are changing, crazy environment with mortgage-backed securities. And so we want to make sure we get a good plan in place for you that ensures that you're going to have financial success. And so as rates continue to come down, we're watching those daily to ensure that we can help you save the most amount of money and use that for fun things rather than just your high interest loans.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osman here with Jeff Kaplan of KSL. We have Josh McGreevy and Jacinda Montano with Ultimate Home Lending. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit about waiting for rates to drop or not waiting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on you
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on you.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on you.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on you with Bounce.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Our stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And we have sales going on at Osmond Designs. The entire store for January is an additional 20% off. And anything that has a yellow tag is an additional 30% off. And those are off of our already no one beats our prices. We have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle, and with the best brands in the entire country available at Osmond Designs. We have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise as well. So bring your truck and trailer and come check it out. Today we have Josh McGreevy and Jacinda Montano from Ultimate Home Lending, talking everything money related, which is always an exciting topic. You know, there's always those people that are waiting to get into the market because they're waiting for the rates to drop. What's your advice?
Well, we saw that actually quite a bit before the election. A lot of people were just holding back and like, hey, I just want to see how this election happens. So now that we're past election, past holiday season, I'm seeing a real pickup in people calling me and getting moving forward. And that is super smart because as rates do continue to decline, because I don't know if you know this, but inflation is the arch enemy to mortgage rates. So if you kind of picture Voldemort being inflation and mortgage rates being Harry Potter, like that is the relationship. And so
Now we get it. Now
finally crack the code.
So as inflation continues to decline, that's actually going to push those mortgage rates down. And as those mortgage rates go down, this is the gap that we've been previously talking about, where you have people who can't get into these homes. Now that market is going to be flooded with people. And because we absolutely know there's a pent up amount of buyers who want to get in the market as soon as they can. So if you are able to at all get into this market, either through the house hacking tips that we've talked about, you are going to want to get in right now as soon as you can, because as we've also talked about, those prices are going to actually now push up. And when they push up, that's way worse to overpay the seller than the bank. We already talked about this. So you're going to want to go ahead and get in, because guess what? At any time those rates come down, you can just call us back. We'll refinance you and get you to that lower payment and that lower rate.
In Utah, it seems like it's always good news in the real estate market. I mean, we are trending way beyond national averages. We have the Olympics coming on here in, what, 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. So Utah, what a unique place Utah is, you know, for various reasons, but I think it's 6 years in a row rated number one for entrepreneurship. So we're seeing all these big companies who need really highly skilled professionals. They're paying them well. And so we have a lot of dynamics there. And yes, there is a lot of game planning coming up for those winter games in nine-ish years now. And so what should you be doing right now in real estate to ensure that you're in it, you're in the game, you're buying those homes? And so there are a lot of strategies that we want to help you with to ensure that you're using your funds properly. And really there's three ways to make money in real estate, whether it's your primary residence, or you mentioned earlier, you and your husband owned 30 rentals. And so realistically, there's three ways to make money. There's appreciation. And so increasing the amount of money that you earn on that home in equity through either just the market or through improving it. Number two is depreciation. So if you're an investor, taking depreciation on that home. And then the third is cash flow. So whether that's your primary residence with a legal ADU or with rentals like you and your husband did, those are the three ways that you can start getting in on this pre-planning for the Olympics.
So there's a quote, and I love to say it, but 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. Now is the time to get the experts on your side. Ultimate Home Lending has joined us on the show today. Experts in Utah. How do people find you?
You can go to our website. It's ultimatehomelending.com. There's a number there. We have several loan officers that are just fantastic and amazing. You can also call us at 801-923-4663.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be back next week.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.